The Deputy Minister of Food and Agriculture, Dr. Ahmed Yakubu Al-Hassan, says the Farmers' Day celebration has helped in diverse ways to enhance their agriculture industry. He said farmers are now motivated to do more to improve on food security. Dr. Al-Hassan was speaking on GTV's current affairs program, Talking Point, last night.
The 1983-84 drought presented an opportunity for the political leadership at the time to put emphasis on agriculture to restart the economy. And farmers responded accordingly. And that if you look at the figures of agricultural growth, it was quite a huge jump around that period. So the leadership at the time felt that there was an opportunity to initiate something that would give farmers the recognition of the fact that they really turned around the economy at the time. And that's how the National Farmers Day was instituted 29 years ago. The recognition of farmers is a global phenomenon.
The Deputy Minister of Fisheries and Aquaculture, Mr. Aquinas Kwanzaa, said government has built 5 major cold stores to help fishmongers preserve their fish in order to prevent post-harvest losses during a bumper harvest. In his remarks, the National President of the Farmers and Fishermen Award Winners Association, Philip Abayari, said some infrastructure are being constructed to prevent post-harvest losses. He also called on the private sector to come on board to help farmers to produce needed crops for a better income.
The private sector needs to also look into post-harvest management, because it is a business. We the farmers, our job is we produce the product there. We are not marketers. We are not even post-harvest managers. Our scope is just to produce. In an ideal situation across the world, the farmer produces. Somebody, an off-taker, needs to pick up these things from the farmer who has experience in some of the grading, have experience in storage, distribution, and etc. But over the years, we have left this to the farmer. So the farmer, within his own work, will lose a little because the appropriate technology is not being used. And after he has harvested, he still has to carry this thing on his head, go to a market. And at the end of the day, there are issues. So we need to look at taking this as a business. People need to come to us, tell us what they need us to grow, and when we grow, they should have the capacity to pick up this product, send them to where they will have to process them, put them wholesale, and then distribute.
Philip Abayari is the National President of Farmers and Fishermen Award Winners Association.